So let's go one step at a time. In the Torah we have commandments which we call mitzvot aseh, active commandments, proactive commandments, and then we have prohibitions, los aseh. Now mitzvot aseh doesn't necessarily have to involve an action. The Torah says on Shabbos you should rest. That doesn't involve action, and yet it's called a mitzvot aseh. So it's not an accurate translation to say it's proactive, but it's the best translation I could think of. It's a positive commandment. It's a commandment set in the affirmative. Do something. So that's a mitzvah taseh. Mitzvah lo taseh is a prohibition. Don't do something. Watch yourself lest you do something. That's a prohibition. The Torah teaches us, in the Torah itself, that aseh doche lo taseh. That when I have a conflict, a situation where two commandments come into conflict, so then the aseh will push over the lo taseh. The Torah also teaches us that if it's a lo taseh that has with it an aseh, for example, keeping Shabbos is both a positive and a proactive commandment and a prohibition. Says keep Shabbos and says don't do work on Shabbos. So keeping Shabbos is both. So then we say, even though you might have a proactive commandment, even though you have an aseh, that doesn't push over the other commandment which has both an aseh and a los aseh. We only say that aseh doche lo taseh, that an aseh will push over a los aseh when it is impossible for the two to exist, where they are mutually exclusive. Meaning, if efshal lekayem shnehem, if it's possible to fulfill both of them, so we say fulfill both of them. Don't have the aseh push over the los aseh. The aseh doesn't have the power to push over the los aseh. Tzitzit. So the Torah tells us, tzitzit hakanaf petil techelet. Right? You should place on the tzitzit of the corner a string of tcheles. So the tzitzit is identified as the string of the corner. Al tzitzit hakanaf petil tcheles. Right? We say it every morning in Shema. V'natnu al tzitzit hakanaf petil tcheles. Ordinarily, we're used to kissing our tzitzis. So we say v'natnu al tzitzit hakanaf petil tcheles. Right? But really, it's v'natnu al tzitzit hakanaf petil tcheles. And they shall place on the tzitzis of the corner of the garment a string of blue. That's the correct reading of that verse. From here our sages derived that the tzitzis have an association with the garment. An association, in other words, that the tzitzis can be of the same material as the garment. So if I'm wearing a linen garment that has four corners, I may place linen strings on that garment as tzitzit. And our sages taught us that the strings of tzitzit have to be made for the sake of the mitzvah of tzitzit. You can't just buy linen strings in the store. You have to either make or purchase strings that were made for the sake of the mitzvah of tzitzit. So any garment that has four corners, when donned, has to have tzitzit in it. And tzitzit can be made either of wool or of the material of that garment. So far, are you with me?
Yes, I think
so. Okay. So let's say I'm going to wear a silk poncho. Poncho has four corners, two in the front, two in the back. So I'm going to wear a silk poncho now. That silk poncho can have tzitzit either made of silk that were made for the sake of the mitzvah of tzitzit, or it can have tzitzit that were made of wool. Now, this is true for all the strings other than the one blue string, the one string that has to be tcheles, because we earlier said that tcheles, by definition, is wool that is dyed with the blue color that is taken out of the chilazon. That's really the chilazon blood.
How does wool come into the interpretation of the word tcheles? How do we know wool from tcheles? I mean, I always said tcheles just with color, not definitely wool.
Right. I don't know where Chazal derived it from. The tchelet, by definition, is wool-colored blue. That's what it is, but I don't know where it's derived from. I don't know. So if our garment when we have tcheles available, and tcheles is what they had in ancient times, what we have today either is or isn't tcheles, no one knows. So when one has tcheles, that one is certain it is tcheles, and one is going to wear a garment that has four corners that is made of linen, so then one would have to put three of the strings, remember, tzitzis is really four strings doubled over into eight, folded over. So six of those strings, which are really three doubled over, can be of linen. But the one string that's going to be of tcheles, that has to be of wool.
Right.
Now, shatnez, the Torah prohibits us from wearing wool and linen together. Meaning if I have a tie that part of it is wool and part of it is linen and it's sewn together, that's prohibited to wear. If I have a suit, many of the Hugo Boss suits, the inside lapel, they make of linen. So that's a wool suit with linen sewn into it. That's, the Torah prohibits us from wearing such a garment. If I'm going to have a linen poncho, and I'm going to wear linen strings on it, but the one string that's tied on with the blue wool is wool, it's blue wool, it's wool dyed with the chilazon, so then I'm wearing shatnez. Now, being that I have no other way of wearing this garment, I have to put tzitzis on it, and the tzitzis have to have at least one string that's wool. So our sages told us that even though it's shatnez, it's permitted because of the concept we discussed earlier, asei dochel lo taaseh, that a positive commandment pushes off a prohibition. And that's why, for example, the Kohanim, some of the garments that they wore were shatnez. How could they wear those garments? Because the Torah commands them to wear those garments. So they have a positive commandment to wear those garments, and they have the prohibition of shatnez, and the two are mutually exclusive because they have a commandment to wear those garments when they do the service, and they have a commandment to do the services. So then they wear those garments during the services, and they're not considered to have transgressed the prohibition because the asay was doche, the positive commandment pushed off the prohibition of shatnez. The Rambam you quoted is saying that we don't do that, even though technically we're allowed to wear a garment made of linen with wool strings, with the tcheles. We don't do that because you might end up wearing it at night when you don't have the obligation, and you end up wearing the garment which is shatnez at a time when you don't have the positive commandment. So that's, now make sense?
So you don't have to have wool, it's just you have the option of, you don't have to have a shatnez, it's just an option, and the rabbi, I just thought you might have to have shatnez.
I don't think so.
But, right, okay, that answers my question.
Okay. Yeah.